Sunday morning and we've just finished doing a show and my guest has been Lottie Duncan, so we've snuck off into town. We've been shopping and we're having a hot chocolate in a cafe at the moment. Lottie, when did your book, Lottie's Country Kitchen, first come out?
It came out in September time, officially. I'd seen it in July, August time, when I wept with joy when I held it. But yes, no, September.
Did you actually burst into tears?
I did, and actually the first time I saw it, I was doing a demonstration for a company that I work with. And the book came in halfway through the demonstration, and I had a tear in my eye. I was so excited.
I can imagine, because there's quite a lot goes into it. Did you start blogging before you got your book deal, or after you got your book deal?
No, I blogged before. I mean, I've been doing, you know, I just thought I'd have a go at it, because everyone else was doing it. So that was about 2008, I think, I started. And just started writing about silly things, really. And I've been touting about a book idea, and the publisher then saw some of my blog and said, yeah, that sounds good, we'll publish you. So I was very lucky.
Did you get in contact with the publisher, or did they publish? Did the publisher get in contact? Which way round did that happen?
Actually, I've got an agent who very kindly did it for me, Annie, who does my all my other bits and bobs. And she'd approached them and said, would you be interested? And they looked at the blog and they said, yeah, that would be grand. Had lunch, actually, and a bit of wine, and they said yes.
So I don't have an agent, and I didn't get an agent. I went straight to the publishers. Mm. So, I mean, there's a lot of people writing blogs out there, and there's a lot of people who I think would absolutely love to have a recipe book deal. And this next 12 months, we're going to see about five or six people who blog who have now got book deals, deals, including myself. And do you think that that's absolutely essential for anybody who wants to have a recipe book nowadays?
I don't think it's essential, but I think it's a really good way of getting yourself out there and getting your writing read by people, because otherwise you could just be writing at home. You could be sending it to loads of faceless publishers who go, oh gosh, not another manuscript, and put it to the side. Whereas at least with blogging, it's out there, it's instant, and you also get instant reaction from people as well, which I think is incredibly helpful for feedback, if you're going the right way.
And do you get a lot of feedback off of your blog?
I do get some lovely comments, actually, generally about the most bizarre things. If I've written about the fact I'm going to get some chickens, that's been the one that I've had the most comments on, you know, it's quite funny. But yeah, you do. Actually, to be honest, I get more sort of interaction on Twitter, which I love twittering, because you just get to sort of chat with people different parts of the world. You, for example. Exactly. And then you get to see other blogs and photos, and you get to know people, really, believe it or not, even though with just, like, you know, how many characters do you get, but you get to know people.
In terms of, I'm never 100% sure what to put out on my blog, because I think, well, shall I put recipes on, or is that not what people are looking for? Or what's your advice, anybody who's got a blog there right now who's listening to this, what's your advice on content? What would you think is the most thing that's going to attract people mostly to what you're writing?
Not too much writing, or if you are going to write a lot, have lots of pictures in between, because people look at a load of prose and go, don't think so. Try and be funny, if you can, you know, attract people in with when you're, say for example, when you're going to Twitter the blog you've just written, put a really funny headline in your Twitter, you know, which might not have anything to do with actually your blog, but it'll get people looking at it, which is always quite a sneaky way of doing it.
I was going to say, we did just talk about stuffing an orange up a chicken's bottom.
Yes, exactly.
For example.
Say, stuffing a chicken up an orange bottom, here it is, and then people will click on your blog and go, and then they'll read other things. I think recipes are great. I do think they're great to put on there, and for lots of photographs of it and how you got on with it. Just be very interactive, very chatty, and bring people into your life. And I think that's what we all like nowadays. We're all very... the world is a much smaller place, and we know everything about everybody. And that just, it wouldn't have been thought of 5 years ago. You'd never have thought about, you know, you'd be writing about, I write about wetting my pants laughing, you know. It's all part of what I do. But, you know, so I think it's just be engaging. Just be engaging. And from the moment you start writing, just draw people in.
Lottie, you've been absolutely brilliant. I've really, really, really enjoyed meeting you today. It's been an absolute cracking day. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's been great meeting you too. And thanks for the show.